This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right. Wayne Allen Root is with you. Thank you, Lee Elsie, for hour number one. Guest host on Tuesdays and Thursdays. A great help to me to run all my businesses and get to all the meetings I've got to get to. Thank you, Lee Elsie. I've got a sports business. I've got a sports podcast, video podcast that I film every Friday morning, and I get the scripts and the prompters on Thursday, and I've been working on that all day. I interview the great basketball players tomorrow, Rick Mahorn of the Detroit Pistons, the Bad Boys, who won the NBA championship, and Doug Gottlieb, the former NCAA assist leader, who went on to great fame as a basketball broadcaster. Both of them on my show tomorrow, so lots going on. But in the world today, there's lots going on. You know, I always say the root's on fire. That's how I open every show. Fauci is literally on fire. Fauci is on fire. He's exploding. He's imploding. He's blowing up like a Muslim suicide bomber. This guy is history. I don't know what's going to happen to Fauci. I believe he should be on trial for war crimes. I believe he's committed mass murder. I believe he led to the deaths of so many people, hundreds of thousands of people. Let me get the text from the great Zelenko. Vladimir Zelenko will be on my show, I believe, on Monday. I believe he's the best doctor in America when it comes to COVID. And he's the one that told my audience so long ago. We had him on, must have been in late March, early April, telling everybody the hydroxychloroquine is the way to go. And it will save everyone's life. Not everyone. You can never guarantee every single human being. But he treated like 3,500 Orthodox Jews in a community in upstate New York that's all Orthodox Jewish, who had COVID, and three out of 3,500 he treated, the number was right around there, all but two made a full recovery after getting hydroxychloroquine. And then I started telling all my friends about it. Then I started recommending my friends get it from an online pharmacy. And every friend I know who got COVID recovered in a matter of 2 days, and it was like a piece of cake because they tried hydroxychloroquine. And the friends I know who didn't use hydroxychloroquine, were sick for a long time, were much sicker, got very, very sick, the length of it, the depth of it, and a couple of them died. And so hydroxychloroquine was the answer. Once you get to the hospital, they have no answers. You got to get it early with hydroxychloroquine. So here's what Vladimir Zelenko said. The true narrative. Number one, COVID-19 is a man-made bioweapon released from the Wuhan viral lab. Number two, Fauci and his accomplices gave critical technology and funding to China to develop a weapon of mass destruction. Three, pre-hospital treatment of COVID-19 was intentionally suppressed. Life-saving information and medication was intentionally suppressed. Number four, the Zelenko protocol was developed mid-March 2020. Right, and we had him on the show right around then. End of March, early April. We kept our audience alive. Hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and Z-Pak, erythromycin. This protocol reduced hospitalization and death by 84%. Multiple studies have proven this to be a scientific fact, says Vladimir Zelenko, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Number five, academic fraud. Media, false propaganda, and government malfeasance vilify pre-hospital treatment with the Zelenko protocol. They badmouth hydroxychloroquine. They banned it. Our governor in Nevada is another killer. Steve Sisolak should be brought up on charges of mass murder. How many thousands of Nevadans died because he banned hydroxychloroquine and you could not get it from a local pharmacy? Thank God me and all my friends figured out you could get it from an online pharmacy and have it shipped anywhere in the country. So we got our hydroxychloroquine. Out of 600,000 dead Americans, we could have saved 510,000 out of the 600,000. Plus Z-Pak. And me, I never got COVID. I took mega doses of vitamin C, mega doses of vitamin D, mega doses of zinc, mega doses of colloidal silver, mega doses of garlic, kyolic garlic, and mega doses of probiotic. And I never got COVID, never needed the hydroxychloroquine. Number seven, the American people have been brutalized and are victims of mass murder and crimes against humanity. The solution, number one, immediately endorse pre-hospital treatment and make it the standard of care, meaning the minute you get COVID, you need hydroxychloroquine plus zinc plus Z-Pak. It's worked all over the world. Number two, bring the criminals to justice. Sign Vladimir Zelenko. Who do you bring to justice? Dr. Fauci, the entire Democrat establishment, the entire media establishment, mainstream media establishment. The entire government, especially the FDA bureaucrats that tried to put hydroxychloroquine in the category of dangerous, can't use it, ban it. They knew they were killing people. The answer has always been, according to every doctor on my show, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Can you imagine? I knew about this since last April. Hydroxychloroquine plus ivermectin, the minute you get COVID, do not ever let yourself get in a hospital. The minute you get on a ventilator, the minute you let them treat you in a hospital, you're dead. Unbelievable. Very bad situation for Fauci, because this man could be guilty or found guilty. I think he is guilty, but he could be found guilty of mass murder. Mass murder. This is a bad situation. Smoking gun. Fauci lied. Millions died. Fauci was informed of hydroxychloroquine's success in early 2020, but lied to the public and instead, despite scientific evidence. And we've got it on Fauci emails. That makes him a mass murderer. It's been over a year since the WHO, World Health Organization, declared coronavirus a pandemic after originally downplaying the threat. It is no secret that both the disease and the response to combat it following the SARS-CoV outbreak in late 19 have turned our world upside down. Mandates, lockdowns, guidelines seem to change every time Fauci opens his mouth. All of these rules were put into place, we were told, to slow down the spread of a disease that today is linked to the death of over 500,000 Americans and 3.7 million global citizens, although we know those are ridiculously over-exaggerated numbers. These people died of cancer, they died of heart disease, they died of diabetes, they died of obesity, they died of old age, they died of Alzheimer's, they were falling apart, you know, slumped over in a wheelchair, and if they got COVID at the last minute, they called it COVID. But that wasn't what killed them. Their disease killed them. Their comorbidities killed them. But in any case, there is still, after all this time, no agreed-upon treatment for elderly patients who catch coronavirus to assist in their recovery. The CDC and Dr. Fauci ignored treatment plans for coronavirus patients unless the person was under severe distress. Cardiologist and professor of medicine Peter McCullough testified in Texas. He sees COVID patients, 85% of patients given multi-drug treatment plan, recover from the disease with complete immunity. The pandemic should have been over, could have been over, if those who tested positive had been immediately treated before they fell ill enough to be hospitalized. He also says that thousands could have been and still could be saved if the treatment protocol he and other physicians use were not suppressed. Fauci, the CDC, and the WHO suppressed this effective treatment plan and others, and hundreds of thousands of innocent Americans died. And now this. The C19-HCQ website tracks all of the international studies on hydroxychloroquine and its effects on coronavirus. Who knew this from day one? Wayne Root. Now, it's not because I'm a scientist, not because I'm a doctor. I'm not. I'm a talk show host and a professional sports handicapper. What do I know about this, right? Disease, treating a pandemic. But I am lucky enough, God put me in place to interview all the most important people in America, and I had all the doctors on my show, and they all taught me that hydroxychloroquine plus zinc plus Z-Pak in early treatment knocks this thing right out, or ivermectin. There is now a new study, and the results are shocking. 245 studies together. Hydroxychloroquine is not effective when used very late with high doses over a long period. Effectiveness improves with early usage and improved dosing. Early treatment consistently shows positive effects. That's the science. Hydroxychloroquine worked on COVID-19 last spring. It worked on COVID-19 last fall. It worked on COVID-19 this past winter. It works on COVID-19 today. And yet Fauci and the CDC banned hydroxychloroquine as a treatment for coronavirus. They lied about its effects and millions died. This is absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. It's a sad state of America. And I kept saying it, but I could never blame Fauci, right? I didn't know what he was seeing. In May, Dr. Fauci told CNN hydroxychloroquine was dangerous and ineffective. He told CNN hydroxychloroquine was dangerous when used as a prophylactic against coronavirus. Hydroxychloroquine has been used safely for 65 years with millions of patients. And so the message was crafted that the drug is safe for other uses, but dangerous when used for COVID. Lie. This statement made headlines throughout the fake news media, a complete lie. After Fauci's lies on hydroxychloroquine, the tech giants began censoring any mention of the drug. The media mocked President Trump and anyone who suggested the drug was safe and effective. Doctors treating coronavirus patients were suspended from their social media accounts. Hundreds of thousands of people died, all based on a lie perpetrated by Dr. Fauci. And what's so strange, what proves it's fraud, is guess what? Dr. Fauci cheered the use of hydroxychloroquine for treating the MERS coronavirus back in 2013. When the history books are written, Dr. Anthony Fauci will go down as a mass murderer. He funded the research on coronavirus in the United States. Then he funded it in China after it was banned here. Then he downplayed the severity of the disease. He lied about the only successful treatment for it. And he lied about it being released from a Chinese bioweapons lab and that it was man-made. And he knew otherwise. Liar, liar, murderer, mass murderer. He should be led away in chains. Shame on you. And you realize not only could you prove it by listening to any of my back shows, but I wrote commentaries that hydroxychloroquine will save your life a year ago. And I was right, and Fauci is a murderer.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com. Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion.
protection. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I'm so angry. How does a guy who is a talk show host and a businessman and a sports handicapper and a CEO of a sports gaming company know more than Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's in charge of the nation's health? But he turned out to be a liar and a fraud, and I believe a mass murderer. Many other people are starting to use those same two words, mass murderer. He's responsible for all these deaths. As my great fan Thomas just wrote, who's an immigrant to the United States of America, Fauci committed treason, Wayne. He knew COVID was man-made. He knew hydroxychloroquine works. He's responsible for most of the COVID deaths. Mass murderer. And don't forget what I've been arguing since the beginning of the week, and I've argued all year long. How do you know that China didn't release this on purpose? Who says it was a mistake? Who says it was man-made and it got out of a biowarfare lab, which I've been saying for a year? How do you know they didn't purposely send it our way to destroy our economy and destroy our jobs and destroy our American way of life and destroy our entire country? To collapse our economy, collapse the American way of life, collapse the middle class, kill millions of people, and take Trump down and put in office a man who is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Chinese Communist government, Joe Biden. Everything went according to plan. Okay, I've said from day one, either they let it out on purpose to destroy our way of life and destroy America right when we were winning the trade war and end that whole trade war because they made all the concessions. Trump was destroying them and embarrassing them. Or it got out by mistake, but it was still man-made, intentional to be used in the future. And it got out by mistake, killed a lot of Chinese, and they said, screw it. Let's send all of our people on airplanes around the world because we're about to hurt our economy and kill a lot of Chinese. Let's make sure we put everyone on an equal playing field. and let's kill lots of Americans, kill lots of Western Europeans, and spread it around the world. Either way, it's mass murder. Either way, they owe the world trillions of dollars. But how do you know they didn't release it on purpose? Who says it was a mistake? Oh, they did it on purpose because they're such nice people, really. Chinese communist government's nice, right? All these communist governments do nothing but murder their own people by the millions. So you think they'd even blink at the idea of killing several million Chinese in a nation with 1.6 billion mouths to feed? You think they care if they kill a few Chinese? If the goal is to give themselves a leg up on the rest of the world and the United States of America? Of course not. They don't care. This may have been part of the plan. Yeah, we'll lose a few people, so what? You know, you can lose few million Chinese, that's meaningless in a nation of 1.6 billion, but in America, they make such a big deal over every lost life, they'll close down their whole economy, they'll lock down their country, they'll run scared, and we'll destroy them. I say 50-50. It was a purposeful release right when Trump won the trade war. Too much of a coincidence, and it was the way to defeat Trump, who had the greatest economy in the world and was thumping the Chinese. And then the other 50% chance is it was in a biowarfare lab. It was man-made, but it got out by mistake. And then they said, screw it, it got out. Let's make sure that everybody suffers just like us. Otherwise, we'll go under, and the rest of the world will just bypass us. Either way, it was intentional manslaughter, mass murder, either way. Look at what they accomplished. You think it's a coincidence? The entire America's on welfare. They elected their stooges to the presidency. Obama's the one who's in control now, not Biden. Biden's a brain-dead puppet. Obama's got his hand up his ass. He moves his fingers and Biden's mouth moves. Come on. This is ridiculous. Biden's not president. He doesn't even know where he is. And Obama's in charge, and Obama's goal is bringing down the United States of America. This segment of the show, by the way, is sponsored by my podcast, which I did this morning. And if you've ever listened to a podcast in your life, let alone a Wayne Root podcast, tune in to my weekend podcast with my top 10, where I play Casey Kasem. I did it this morning with all the biggest news stories of the week. And I let go with the biggest fusil, what is it called, arsenal, a bombing of F-bombs, to explain how stupid the average person is that voted for Joe Biden, because it's now in the news that Joe Biden's administration's goal is to destroy the suburbs and fill your private home neighborhoods with apartment buildings filled with welfare addicts and criminals and drug dealers and murderers and rapists. He's going to destroy your neighborhood. If you own a home in a suburb, a single-family home, and you voted Democrat, you are the dumbest SOB in the world, and I don't mean son of a butcher. When you hear me open up on the podcast, you will be clapping, standing ovation time, when I lay it on the line on War Raw. Where do you get it? Download it at Apple, Spotify, iTunes, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, wherever you listen to podcasts, War Raw by Wayne Allyn. It's available, I believe, starting tonight. It's my weekend podcast with my week's top 10 for conservatives.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden issued an executive order Thursday restricting American companies from investing in Chinese companies tied to that government's military efforts. The order expands the list of companies that American businesses are prohibited from investing in, adding 59 Chinese firms because of their military and surveillance ties. The Department of Justice has opened up an investigation into Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. A spokesman for DeJoy confirmed he was being investigated over political fundraising at a former business. The Washington Post reporting that DeJoy and several former employees of his business have been interviewed by authorities looking into illegal campaign contributions. And the Dow rebounded from an early drop to finish the day virtually unchanged. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 265 points at its session low, rallying back to finish down just 23. The S&P 500 lost 15 points, while the NASDAQ dropped just over 1%, shedding 141 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots. I want to talk about the sponsor of my show before I get to my esteemed guest, Sons of Liberty CBD. I love working out. I did an hour 10 on all of my aerobic equipment today. I'll do some weights plus aerobics tomorrow. I'll do 90 minutes tomorrow, but today I did 60 plus 10. I like to always, you know, I like to do an hour a day, and to be on the safe side, I try and do an hour 5 or an hour 10. And if I'm watching a great movie, then it's easy to do an hour 5 or an hour 10. You're actually willing to do, like, you know, an hour and 50 till the movie's over, and you get to see the payday, the final for the movie. I was watching a great movie today. But I love working out hard every day, and I turned 60 this summer, this July 20th, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains when you're 60 years old. Anyone over 40. But I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over the age of 50. Jay said, you got to try Sons of Liberty CBD at sonsoflibertycbd.com. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD is not easy. But sonsoflibertycbd.com does it right. Highest quality CBD you'll ever find. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. 100% legal, 100% American grown and made. For my listeners, Sons of Liberty CBD is offering a discount of up to 25% when you combine the war discount with the subscription discount. It's a total of 25% off. Use the promo code WAR15. For Wayne Allen Root, please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. Make the healthy choice and choose sonsoflibertycbd.com. Say WAR15 to get up to 25% off. We've got our host, Niger Innes, civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for the Congress of Racial Equality, otherwise known as CORE, with his segment that we have at least twice a month called State of Disunion. Niger Innes, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
How are you, my brother from another mother? I'm doing outstanding. How are you today? It's pretty hot here. I know you do a national show, but you're a Nevadan property. And so both of us are here in this 110 degree plus heat. But of course, Wayne, as all us Nevadans say, it's a dry heat.
Exactly. Yeah, you speak for yourself. In Las Vegas by the Strip, it's 110. I live in Summerlin. It's a cool 104 in Summerlin. So
goodness, it's a deep freeze.
It is. It's global cooling in Summerlin. So, listen, you asked me how I, by the way, in my house, it's probably more like 120 because I've got a lot of hot air coming out of my mouth. But having said that, you asked me how I was, and my answer is the same every time, everywhere I go. People ask, War, how are you? And I always go, I'm great. I couldn't be better if I tried, but America is screwed. And I really feel that we are going down in a blaze of non-glory. This is a disaster. Joe Biden makes Obama, and I believe it's Obama as the real president, but the 8 years of Obama, Niger, look pleasant. Compared to what's happening now, the speed of which they're destroying the United States of America is incredible. We're going down like the Hindenburg, like the Poseidon. It's a very scary situation. Can you see every day the way our country's being collapsed moment by moment?
Oh, I do. And the irony is, I mean, just like the Obama years, where the so-called income inequality that the progressives always talk about, that gap progressively during the Obama years. It actually shrunk when wages were rising during the all too brief Trump years. And I tell you, it is going to happen again, Wayne. The gap is going, the income inequality gap is going to widen. And again, it is not the rich that are going to take it in the neck, but it's those of us in the middle class, those of us in the working class that want to be rich. We're the ones that are going to take it in the neck.
Yeah, and I know everyone made a very big deal of a terrible situation that happened 100 years ago in 1921. In the last few days, we heard about the 100-year anniversary of the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre. And I'm talking with a great conservative who happens to be an African-American civil rights leader and a national spokesman for the Congress of Racial Equality, CORE. And it is Niger Innes. And so I thought, of all people, you're the one I want to talk about with this Tulsa Race Massacre. What could you tell us about what really happened there and what the liberals say happened?
Absolutely. Well, of course, this is something that is being promoted all over television. There are like two or three, maybe as many as four or five different competing documentaries about the Tulsa race riots. Joe Biden went to Tulsa just this week, earlier this week, to commemorate the 100-year anniversary. And, you know, what is unfortunate, I mean, because Donald Trump, when he was president, actually last summer actually had an event in Tulsa, had one of his magnificent rallies at Tulsa, Oklahoma, and there was a big controversy about, you know, maybe he should not go to Tulsa, and if he goes to Tulsa, he shouldn't talk about the race riots. And I reached out to the administration. I'm actually a very high-level person in the administration, although I don't think my message ever made it to the president because I think he would have followed the advice. I told the people in the administration there's a hidden story and a hidden hero of the Tulsa massacre. And the hidden hero, whose name, God, you know, forgive me, I don't have his name, but he was the local sheriff. And let me rewind, and for those you listeners who don't know exactly what happened, it was 1921, May 30th, 1921, a shoeshine boy, you know, named Dick Rowland, who worked at Shining Shoes at a building in downtown Tulsa, rode the elevator getting ready to go home, and he tripped and he fell, and he touched a white girl who I believe was 17 years old. She thought it was some type of sexual assault, you know, uber panicked over that. And eventually the boy ended up getting arrested. He gets arrested, is taken to the local county jail. Some white hooligans find out about this supposed incident, and they go to the jail to prosecute mob justice. They essentially wanted the sheriff to give Dick Rowland away to them so that they can hang him, okay, without a trial, without any type of verdict. So the sheriff, a white sheriff, very brave man, said, no, I will not give up this boy. This boy deserves his right to have a trial, to have a, you know, case before him, and, you know, if he's found guilty, then he'll pay a penalty. But the, you know, the mob was still there. Blacks in the town who were recent World War One veterans. Keep in mind, this is right after World War One ended, and a lot of blacks went overseas to fight the fight to save the world for democracy. Then came back home and had to deal with their own with our own challenges. But in any case, these black veterans said, "Hey, wait a minute, we need to go and support the sheriff that is trying to protect this boy." And so they go and they're armed. You know, they're proficient with arms, having fought in France and in Germany. And they come back and they offer the sheriff their ability to you know, add to his numbers. The sheriff says, no, I don't want a racial incident. That will just inspire more racial havoc in our community. And he turned them down. But again, one of the white hooligans found out about that, and he lied to the people of the community and said, blacks are trying to pull an insurrection on the government and take over the government. And so that's when all hell broke loose. A bunch of whites rushed an armory, got a bunch of guns, and not only tried to get the boy, Dick Rowland, out from the sheriff and hang him, but they went to what was called the Black Wall Street, which was the Greenwood section of Tulsa, Oklahoma, which was a very vibrant, thriving, economically prosperous, probably inspired by the great Booker T. Washington community that was doing well. They had dentists, doctors, lawyers, their own library, several restaurants, a couple of hotels. I mean, it was a really thriving black community. And unfortunately, these white hooligans burned it to the ground, killed over 300 blacks. And your listeners, I'm sure, will hear that story. But what they will not hear is that Dick Rowland, who was protected by the sheriff, actually survived. And actually, the sheriff, who realized that he was innocent and that the girl was confused, turned the boy over to his family, and his family got him out of town. And what I was communicating to Donald Trump through his emissary was he needs to not step away from the controversy. He needs to step into the controversy and say, look, this brave sheriff, this law enforcement official, protected this boy's life. He was a different race. He was African-American. The sheriff was white. But he protected this boy's life. And these hooligans and criminals burned down a decent community the very same way last summer many elements, not all, but some radical elements within Black Lives Matter and Antifa burned down police stations, burned down small businesses, many of them African-American-owned small businesses that are still economically trying to recover, some of them out of business permanently. And Donald Trump could have made a parallel between the destruction in Tulsa back in 1921 and the riots that occurred over the summer. Unfortunately, I don't think the word ever got to him, and he never made that comparison.
And by the way, I would say everything about your advice was great, except I wouldn't want Trump or any white politician or Wayne Root, white talk show host, to call the victim a boy. You know, I've gotten so paranoid. You kept calling him a boy.
I got so paranoid.
You know, you can do it. I can't do it. I love that word.
No, Wayne, you're wrong. I can't even do it. I had a girlfriend once, and I, you know, we were engaged, and she had a little boy, and I was going to adopt the boy as my son. He's 6 years old. Actually, it wasn't even sex. He was like 5 years old. And I referred to him as boy. And she got offended and thought I was putting him down. I said, are you kidding me? My father called me boy. He still calls me boy. And I'm a man. You know, it's an affectionate term. But,
well,
but
at least it works. You didn't marry her, right? That's good. You didn't marry her. That's a good thing. It warns you. It warns you off from the engagement, I guess. At least it served that purpose. Niger Innes, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more to talk about. Civil rights leader, spokesman for the Congress of Racial Equality. We'll be right back. Wayne Allen Root.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you have a...
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the warrior.
You know, I just love that term, diversity. Google had a head of diversity, and they failed to fire him yesterday. They said they were going to, but they failed to fire him. He wrote, "The Jews have an insatiable appetite for war and killing." And instead of firing him, they moved him to a new post because he apologized. Can you imagine if I said something like that about blacks or Hispanics or gays or Jews or anybody, and I'm a conservative talk show host, and do they just let you apologize, or are you hounded to death and your career is over and your life is ruined? Of course it's ruined. And yet they let people get away with this on the left again and again and again, no matter what they say, and he's the head of diversity. And I guarantee you, you go find me any person in the role of head of diversity at any corporation, and you go look at their tweets, you go look at their Facebook posts, you go look at past articles they've written, every single one of them has racism and prejudice in their comments, and yet they're allowed to get away with it, and we're not. It's a very scary situation. We're on right now, apropos, perfect guy to talk to, civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for CORE, the Congress of Racial Equality, my good buddy, brother from another mother, Niger Innes. Niger, how are you?
I'm doing great, my friend, doing great. And that Google story is horrific. It's criminal. The degree of anti-Semitism, deep-rooted, hateful anti-Semitism is profound on the left wing and within the Democrat Party. And, you know, it's going to be a real reckoning that I pray that, you know, of course, you know, just like the black community votes overwhelmingly Democrat, the Jewish community also votes overwhelmingly Democrat. I'm praying that this anti-Semitism and this virus that exists within the party is going to wake Jewish Americans up and get them to move in the right direction.
Well, I think it's going to be just like, you know, your African-American group. I mean, I think that more and more are moving towards Republicans and Trump, but not enough. In other words, you know, it might go from 9% to 12%. It might go from 12% to 15%. With the Jewish group, it might go from 25% Republican Jewish vote, 75% Democrat. It might go to, you know, 30% Republican, 33% Republican. But it's not enough. It's amazing how close-minded and wrong they are on these views, not seeing... This what I say about both blacks and Jews. Being a Jew myself, who grew up in an all-black neighborhood, Mount Vernon, New York, right? I grew up in all-black Mount Vernon. Went to all-black high school, Mount Vernon High School. Middle school, Davis Middle School, was 90-something percent black. And so I have a lot of experience among both groups. And I must say, our two groups, Niger, both are the ones that have experienced the most discrimination and the most hatred and the most racism in the world and the most pain. And who is at fault? Governments. Who is it that's killing Jews and blacks and enslaving us? Governments. So why is it Jews and blacks vote for the big government party? Why do they trust government? Why do they trust that the government's telling the truth? Dr. Fauci was always telling the truth, wasn't he? They're all liars. Why do you ever trust government if you're black or Jewish? I have no idea.
We shouldn't. You know, Elliot Abrams wrote a brilliant book about this years ago, and he was talking about the Jewish community's attachment to liberalism and to the Democrat Party. And what I'm saying about Jews actually applies to African Americans too, which is the Jews that have moved away from the Torah, moved away from the Old Testament of the Bible, have replaced that fealty to that religion, if you will, with socialism or left-wing liberalism. And so it's almost a religious matter for many Jews, and it's almost a religious matter for many African Americans. It's almost like a racial solidarity obligation to be a Democrat and to vote Democrat. Doesn't matter how bad. I mean, Maxine Waters has been in Congress for decades. Her district has gotten nothing, zero for it. She has gotten filthy rich. Her and her husband have gotten filthy rich, milking that congressional seat. Nevertheless, blacks still vote her in. Now, I do think there is an awakening that is taking place among blacks and Jews. Like you said, it's not enough. But I think, you know, I think what terrified the opponents of Trump so much is that if he had a second term, I think he would have moved those numbers away from 12% and 15% to closer to 20% to 25%, 30%, and even higher among Jews. And I think if that had happened, then it would have been almost akin to the breaking down the Berlin Wall. There would have been a liberty within the black community to get off the liberal plantation, if you will.
All right, let's finish up. Just, I understand from my notes that you loved my idea that Trump should run for a House seat in Florida and become Speaker of the House after Republicans win in 2022, led by Trump. But you don't actually see it ever happening. And by the way, neither do I. I think it was a great idea, but I don't think Trump would ever do it because he'd be too afraid that if liberals put, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars into the race and moved people into the district, they might upset him and he could actually lose a House seat and then he'd be completely embarrassed and then your presidential ambitions are thrown to the wayside, right? Is that why you're assuming he won't do it?
Yeah, I actually think he's not going to do it for a couple of reasons. Oh, first of all, let me just say, I think it is a very creative idea and suggestion on your part. I would love the scene of a President Joe Biden being forced to hand his State of the Union address to Speaker of the House Trump. That is worth a lifetime.
Yes, there it is. I want to see the facial expressions of Trump, and he goes thumbs down while Biden's speaking and laughs at him, mocks him. It would be hilarious. How about if he puts the cuckoo sign while Biden's talking. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Cuckoo, this guy's nuts. He waves his hand and says, nut job, nut job. This would be one for the peanut gallery, baby. All right, Niger Innes, great. Always having you on. State of the Disunion is the segment with Niger Innes, civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for CORE, the Congress of Racial Equality, my brother from another mother. Niger Innes, thanks for coming on.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.